And that's your introduction. Okay, welcome.
Hello.
I turned yours off. Okay, now they're back on. Okay. All right, welcome to World Music Today. I'm your host, Misha, and I have four guest hosts today. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused today. So go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell me an interesting fact about yourself.
I'm Rachel, and I'm eating a burrito.
Interesting.
I'm also eating a burrito.
Sage, you gotta
no
get.
One can hear you
have to get by the mic.
I'm Maddie, and I'm Jewish.
Awesome.
I'm also eating a burrito, but that's not my fact.
What's your name? Is Sage. That's Sage.
I'm Sage.
Sage, closer.
I'm Sage.
I'm Amy.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You guys don't have facts?
No.
I have facts.
Really
Amy is a beastly gymnast who can like move all kinds of weird ways that aren't normal and
cool.
What?
No, that was a kid who she impersonated.
That's what I am.
This is going to be a weird show today, guys. I just have to warn you.
Have fun.
So weird today, so I really apologize.
Yeah, we have stories to tell you when we go off air.
Sage. Oh, God. Sage. Sage, what's a good fact about Sage? Sage has two guinea pigs, and one of them doesn't have a name, so you should all send me name suggestions. It's a girl. And the other one's name is Simon.
It's so sad.
Moment of silence for Wilbur, everybody. And now we're going to play some music.
Egypt, right?
Okay, so.
Sorry. It's going to be a long radio show, guys.
Okay, so as you all know, there has been some crazy shit going down in Egypt recently.
Crazy
like
poop, people.
Crazy poop going down in Egypt. And so we're going to be talking about that later, but basically, because of that, we decided we were going to play some Egyptian music, because you guys should all know more about Egypt. You just should, because it's a cool place. I thought about playing that song, but it's just so racially profiling. What? I might.
What, Malum?
Okay, so the first song we're going to play is by Metalloids with a Z, and it's called Just Jammin'. And then after that, we're going to play Yasmin on My Own, and she is the pop princess of Egypt, according to my internet resources.
Ooh.
So
they don't have internet now.
What?
Her internet resources.
No, I know Egypt.
Speak into a microphone.
Internet.
No one can hear you.
Good.
Egypt doesn't have internet. That's all.
Since what? What do you mean?
They took away Egypt's internet.
They're traveling.
Okay, we'll discuss this part later. And on with the music.
Yeah.
now?
Yo, 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 people. What's up? I just always wanted to say that on the radio.
Because she's a freak.
You said that on the radio.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have.
Whatever.
Everybody sorry.
I don't know.
Anyways, so this girl is like the pop princess of Egypt, right?
Yeah, her name is Yasmin, and she has toured with Will.i.am and Tayo Cruz.
Yeah.
Isn't she awesome?
She's really pretty, too. Like, oh my God.
So what's her name again?
Yasmin.
I think I was with all of you guys when they realized that Will.i.am was like William.
Yeah,
it was inauguration.
Yeah.
Wait, drama?
Yeah.
You didn't know that until like a couple years ago?
Can you guys hear Sage? Oh, she's being pretty ridiculous
right now.
That's
actually not quite as bad as, you know, the Geico commercials?
Yeah.
I always was like, why is there a lizard speaking for them? And then I was like, and then like a year ago, I was like sitting there and watching TV and I was like, oh, Gecko!
Do you guys know how long it took me to realize that in SpongeBob it was Bikini Bottom and that actually had to do with something? I thought it was just a name.
Well, I thought it's funny that Mr. Krabs lived in Bikini Bottom.
Me too. I thought... Misha just got that one.
I thought Mary-Kate and Ashley were three people.
Misha might die. I apologize for making my joke.
We all thought Mary-Kate and Ashley were three people.
Mm-hmm.
I did too!
Did you think that?
I didn't really know about Mary-Kate and Ashley.
She didn't know.
Nobody ever said Ashley and Mary-Kate. It was Mary-Kate and Ashley. And it said
Ashley.
Mary, Kate.
Kate, comma, Ashley.
Yeah, me too. Mary, comma.
I mean, come on. Just pick one of the names.
People with two first names bother me.
You know what? I just realized this.
You have to come over if you're going to talk.
Arthur's sister, D.W.
Yeah?
D.W.
Dora Winfrey.
Good job.
What about D.W.?
You thought her name was like
D.E.E.W.? I had totally forgot about Arthur for like 7 years.
We figured out he was
an
aardvark. That's what it was. Because I thought he was an anteater. They're like, he's not an aardvark.
Yeah, he's an aardvark. About aardvarks.
Yeah, Arthur the aardvark.
Buster was my favorite.
Well, he's a rabbit.
The dog? Or the rabbit?
No, he's a rabbit.
What's the dog's name?
They have a dog?
Pal. Pal.
Huh?
Billy?
Billy!
It's all those things where they're
I always find it funny that, like, when there's, like, TV shows and stuff with pets on them, the animals always have
pets.
Have
pets,
yeah. And like, a dog. And the main character is a dog.
Did you guys watch that show, like, Roly Poly Oly?
Dude, that's exactly what popped in my head. Why did it pop into yours? I was going to talk about it, but I figured it'd be too random.
What? What show was that?
Hey, Rachel, guess what?
Roly Poly Oly?
What?
That show. Like a little
kid
show.
He was like a roly-poly?
No, they lived on, like, Pluto, and then they were robots.
I do not remember.
And he had a friend who was a square.
You'll recognize it when you see
remember
the people.
Remember
PB&J? Oh, yeah. That was my favorite.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Anyone want to sing with me? Misha, go
sing. They sing it in that show sometimes. Yeah, they did. There's an episode where they sing it. Yeah, there is.
I feel like I remember that.
Roly, oly, poly? How do you
spell it? Roly, poly, oly. Like a roly, poly.
Roly, poly. Holy. Say what? Sage just mumbled with her mouth full and then made suggestive gestures.
Oh! Yeah, I do remember
like
this.
A shake weight, Rachel. Like a shake weight.
I did not.
Madeline, did you see the Steve Cardinal shake?
Rachel! Rachel! Rachel!
No,
I mean, Rachel! Madeline!
No, I sorry. Remember that.
The one with firework?
Has a shake weight one.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to talk about the commercial? That
commercial
is...
I love that commercial.
My mom almost pees her pants when she sees that.
The SNL where he's like, now you can watch it all the time. And they have, like, just slow motion recordings of these women doing the shake.
Please don't.
That is so funny. I like how you're doing the motions. Please, Misha, don't. Don't. Stop. Misha. Misha.
Misha!
Misha!
When mom saw the commercial for the first time, she laughed so hard, and I was like...
She almost fell off her seat. We were at DP, though.
My mom was like, was that serious? We had to rewind it.
My mom thought it was a joke.
Mine, my mom did, too.
Lillian,
I kind of want one.
I asked mom and dad for one time, and they were like, what? Sure, I guess we could look into that.
Wait, did they know what it was?
I kind of want one.
I know, I feel like it'd be fun.
I know, I feel like I'd stand there just laughing, like...
The ab circles, those
that
look
fun. That
looks
so fun.
You know what looks really fun?
What?
You're going to think I'm weird for this, but I saw this advertisement in my mom's office for mommy and me classes for working out women. So you, like, do sit-ups and you, like, toss your baby in the air as you sit.
Oh, my God!
Wait,
good. I really want to do it, but I don't have a baby. Good. Could someone loan me a child? Anyone want to loan me a child out there? Because Misha will throw it in the air.
You're making the same faces as I am right now when Misha interrupted.
Yeah, that's a bad decision. Don't
Let's throw my child.
Hey, loan me a baby and I will throw it in the air for free. Thank you.
Do you remember that Tosh.0 from like North Korea or something? And they like stand on top of the building and they throw
it. Oh, yeah!
And catch it in a blanket. So scary. Oh,
someone was watching Tosh.0 in class without headphones.
I love Tosh.0.
That's hilarious. Tosh.0 is fantastic.
I don't like that show.
Why?
I just don't find him all that funny.
I thought one.
I think he's really hilarious.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're ripping everybody out here.
You are so dumb.
I'm backing up. We have seen that video.
I'm confused.
I don't want.
We have some YouTube videos to show you guys.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so what's next? Music. Egypt. Anyway, the next song we're going to play is a very English-sounding song by Laura Scandler called Mission Is You. And then after that, we are going to be playing... Why did you not load the right thing? We are going to be playing Arabian Nights, but spelled like K-N-I-G-H-T-Z with Fokak.
Is this the one from Aladdin?
No, they're a Arabic rap group.
Well, why don't we play Aladdin?
Arabian
yeah. Oh, you guys, we're so racist. We're going to play like the only movie that any of us know from Egypt. Like, do you guys know any other movies about
Prince Egypt? Prince of Egypt.
Wait, I didn't know.
My leg, an Egyptian.
Isn't it from Egypt? Okay, press play.
I don't think so.
I feel like it's like
Arabia.
Persia.
It's
from Arabia.
Arabia? You mean Saudi Arabia?
It's from Arabia.
It's from Arabia. Misha. Yesterday you asked us what country what to do, and Rich was like, let's do Texas.
They're kind of their own country.
They're kind of just their own dumb civilization.
Oh, sorry, Texas. Oh, but it's
not true. We love you.
Listening to you from Texas.
I have fans in every corner of the world.
No, you don't.
But not really.
Not Egypt.
In my
don't
in,
have internet.
Yeah, sorry.
In my brain, I do. We're going to talk about Egyptian stuff in a little bit. But Egypt. Okay,
done.
This is Laura Scanlon.
Music.
Yeah. This is World Music Today with Misha Zimmerman.
They did Scottish, and who was it? It was us, and they wouldn't let us
press play.
We did Australia.
I tried to find good bagpipe music. I couldn't find anything.
I don't like. We want to play. We want to hear some bagpipes.
Okay, whatever.
Don't look back.
are talking about the death of Michael Jackson, which tends to...
Because I realized that this recording I have is crap, and it's just basically going... the whole time.
I told you I was keeping on Haley, but then we went on off online. Hi, people.
On air.
That wasn't a fart. I made noise in my mouth.
Oh my god. Okay, I just have to tell all my viewers out there, actually listeners, I guess you're
my listeners
out there.
She like, wants these her mullet back.
Are some of my favorite people in the entire world ever. Because they're so freaking funny and they don't make sense and they think too much like each other to the point.
Rachel just looked like a camel.
Rachel and I actually are telepathic with each other. Here, you want to try it? Rachel, what am I thinking about?
Guam! Yeah!
What?
We're not even quitting.
It's always Guam.
It's anyways.
Well,
today I guess something that you just did, but I'm not going to share it right now.
Guam is
back. No, that's
Guadana.
Guadana.
No, I learned that from Ace Ventura.
I learned it from my geography teacher.
I had something so awesome, guys.
Oh, but speaking about geography, do you guys want to talk about Egypt right now?
Guys, wait, shut up, sit down.
Sober subject.
Whoa.
What'd you say?
Is that dead mouse?
Somber subject. Yes, it is! Don't you want dead mouse?
Yes!
Okay, so we're going to talk about Egypt right now. So, in case you haven't heard...
Sage. Meet the schmucks.
Meet the Falkers and Dinner for Schmucks.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be such a cool movie,
wouldn't it?
Oh my god, let's make one. Let's just mash up random scenes.
Meet the Falkers.
It should be called Falk the Schmucks.
Just so I could marry her.
I'm flattered.
Oh my god,
I'd be lesbian too, Misha, but that's a good goal in life. Fuck the schmucks.
Madeline, I'm pretty sure you didn't say fuck.
I said fuck.
Don't say that while you're laughing.
I'm gonna get a cramp.
Rachel's athletic.
You're so mean.
Rachel, don't cry.
Crying.
She's crying.
I just want to warn the world that I had like 3 hours of sleep last night.
You already warned them.
I did.
Was
listening. Oh, well, now I'm warning the listeners. So that's why I'm so strange. Actually, I'm.
K is for kilo.
What are you singing, you freak?
I don't know. Like F is for friends who do the fun song, but it's for you and me. I was singing that in my English class today, and my teacher was like, "We don't sing in this class."
Down here in the deep blue sea.
Oh, I love the campfire song.
One time, Rachel wrote me a version of that, and it was really mean.
Song. song. And if
you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. It'll help if you just sing along. Boom, boom, boom.
Like the listeners are gonna get all annoyed.
Yeah, you guys didn't want to hear Egyptian music, right? You wanted to hear us sing.
We play all the songs from the SpongeBob episodes.
What about Phineas and Ferb? Yeah, we'll have a cartoon night.
Yes. Okay. Here's what we'll do. We'll have a cartoon night.
Yeah. It's us.
Okay. We'll play like theme songs.
We already called being guest hosts.
We'll do like Phineas and Ferb and SpongeBob and stuff. It'll be awesome. I bet you guys don't even know what we're talking about because we're just so loud until right now.
That's okay.
So we're gonna have a cartoon night.
We'll play
music from like SpongeBob and Phineas and Ferb theme songs, whatever.
I love Sage Phineas and Ferb. The squirrels in my pants song. Oh my god, brilliant!
SIMP squirrels in my pants.
Oh, I broke something.
Somebody scream!
We should probably stop singing.
What am I breaking, guys?
All four of our listeners.
What am I breaking?
What am I breaking right now?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You didn't think Sassy Gay Friend was funny.
Sassy Gay Friend isn't funny. Now I need to say something. Okay.
Sassy Gay Friend is hilarious.
I'm going to play another song and we will get back to the news about Egypt when that happened. Calm down. Okay, we're getting the suspense already so that you can be, like, really excited. And Sage, you're off. Okay, so, we are now going to play a song called Beat on Ta7Deed. That's what it looks like, I don't know. And it's by Y Crew. And then after that, we're going to play Daisuke with Nothing But a Dream, and they're both kind of cool songs. So enjoy.
فشلك ولا عيدك التراك من الاول انا عادي على المايك بتحول داون داون عدت عندك مغنية بدأنا تحت الارض وصلنا للعالمية شوف تختاروا مين احسن رابر من وسط مية
اساطير الراب العربي عربي خمدي موجودين من تحت الارض موجودين اساطير الراب العربي عربي يقعدين في فوق لما تشوف الكاملين بتقول كلام مغيب فكرك يروح بعيد يا ترى تبقى سعيد وانت بتسمع بدون تحديد تقف تساعة تصوت عيب عشان مني بتخيل لو كلامك العدم اللي زي دخان كتير فكر قبل ما تعمل حاجة لو ما فكرتش تبقى حزاجة لو ما فكرتش يبقى تعمل استعبادة تلاقي طفل تخمي ايه قدامك مش مهم بيقولوا علينا ايه الناس اللي معانا مع بعض يقولوا ايه ملوك اسكندرية موضوع الطفل مش مصدق افتح حتة عنا في الكورنر مش مهم بيقولوا علينا ايه الناس اللي معانا مع بعض يقولوا ايه ملوك اسكندرية موضوع الطفل مش مصدق افتح حتة عنا في الكورنر
لو انت حبيبي هنا عندي عندي بحدي فبتكون اي تحكي صناعتي جديد مش صعبة علينا عشان بيجي في راسي بيجي في راسي راسي من الاغاني لا 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 مش هقولها تاني وهتنعاد على رأي اللي قال يا سلام لو نرجع زمان لايام الموال كتير الان اهوادينا لسه ماشيين على نفس المنوال مشكلة مفيش عقبات مفيش مزيكا فلو زينا ما تلاقيش
مش التفان من على وشي لو سمحت انت تحت انا فوق وانت تحت
زي ما تخافش منا لما نعمل لما
ما تكونش في دماغنا
انا تعيش في جنة
واستنى
او عايزك هتتمنى انك ما شفتش او تعرف حد منا
انت تنزل انسترومنت ولا انا اعمل المزيكا مهما عملت عشان تخزني انا لسه بحبيك
الجو الجو انت لك مالكش دعوة بيا I know
اتك بيا خد اغنية هدية
I'm the body on the floor so stop the body count the senate
yeah look at my music and my words when I spit
مش مهم بيقولوا علينا
مش مجرد فنان لا ده انا مفكر كمان كلماتنا ذو معنى لو مش فاكر اسمعنا تحية الجمهورية المصرية العربية جهلك بالحقائق ما يديكش اولويه الكلام عن الاغلبيه افكارك سنويه مجتمعات البشريه انتجت لان هي مجتمعات لغويه اساسها همجيه لا مش ضروريه اجتماعيه فكريه مشاكلها حصريه والكلام
اللي معانا ما بعض يروح اسكندرية وبعد القارة مش مسامح افتح اقرا عنا في الجورنال مش مهم بيقولوا عليه ايه الناس اللي معانا مع بعض يقولوا هي ملوك اسكندرية وبتوع الطفولة مش مصدق افتح اقرا عنا في الجورنال
كده كترت غلطات زهقت من صحابك من علاقاتك وعلاقتنا كده باظت وانت عارفة ان انا قاصد كل جملة كل كلمة كل حرف كل حاجة بتعملي هالي على شرط وانا عمري ما قصرت عمري ما استخسرت كذنبي لما اختار يمكن اتخورت دلوقتي فقت عرفت ان ده مش حب دي مصلحة وكنت بقول لنفسي يمكن مش قصدها دلوقتي بانت على اصلها واللي حصل اللي قبلها دلوقتي هيحصل لها والكلام ده هيوصل لها دي حقيقة مش كابوس انت سبتي حبي ورحت اخترتي فلوس وكنت فاكرة اني هرجع لما تدعك الفانوس لا ده كان زمان دلوقتي كلامك مش محسوس لما اسألك راح فين بتلتهي في كلام لما اسألك يا منين بتغيري في كلام اي حاجة كل حاجة بتتلجلجي في كلام قصد انت عندك عادة بتحوري في كلام بتلتهي في كلام بتغيري في كلام بتلجلجي في كلام قصد انت عندك عادة بتحوري في كلام
ليه متردده بنت وده بالشكل ده اقولك سلام مش لهوجة ما شفتش حاجة زي كده مش لجلجة في الكلام اقولك حاجة بقى من غير زعل انتي مفيش منك امل وتسرع واوام اوام ترجعي في كلامك هوا ممكن تقولي ان انا مجنون بس انتي اصلا كلامك مش مفهوم دايما زهقانة ومش في المود وحوارات معاك كتيرة ملهاش حدود قلتلك قبل كده ما خلينا اصحاب عامله لي حوار مش هصدق كلامك تاني حب بجد ده ولا لما اسألك راح فين بتلتهي في كلام لما اسألك يا مين بتغيري في كلام اي حاجة كل حاجة بتتلجلجي في كلام اصل انت عندك عادة بتحوري في كلام بتلتهي في كلام بتغيري في كلام بتتلجلجي في كلام اصل انت عندك عادة بتحوري في كلام اقولك سلام
شقلبة والمشكلة ان مفيش حاجة مترتبة لو هنفضل على كده كل سنة وانتي طيبة مش قادر اعيش مع واحدة في شخصيتين مش عارف اركز مع اني واحدة من الاثنين لو غبت عن يومين بتقولي كنت فين بعدين تغيب شهرين كله كويس في الحالتين خلاص تعبت من تفكيري كتير دلوقتي هقولك قراري الاخير اذا كان حبنا مكتوب الفرح هو المصير هتفضلي زي ما انتي مفيش امل من التغيير لو هي دي الحياة انا جبت اخري بجد وليها حد طريقنا كان مفتوح دخلتيني في حاره سد ما تدفش عن نفسك مش مستني منك رد
لما اسالك راح فين بتتهي في كلام لما اسالك يا مين بتغيري في كلام اي حاجه كل حاجه بتتلجلجي في كلام اصل انت عندك عاده بتحوري في كلام بتتهي في كلام بتغيري في كلام بتتلجلجي في كلام اصل انت عندك عاده بتحوري في كلام
Hola.
Hi.
Hello.
Shalom.
Anyone else know any hello words in...
Bonjour.
Ni hao.
Oh, are we going to redo our introductions?
Hola.
Yeah, so, since some of you are just tuning in, in fact, probably all of you, because I don't think we had any listeners at the beginning, sad face.
Wah, wah,
this
wah.
Is World Music Today to play... Today. Today we are playing Egyptian music in light of recent events in Egypt. And
awesome.
I actually do have sound effects, Sage.
Like this one?
See if a wife. Oh wait, I have to have it on.
Nope.
What was that one supposed to be?
Oh.
Oh, wonderful, right? Sage, don't imitate that.
that was Amy.
Oh, Amy, don't imitate that.
Are we back?
Yes.
Oh, there's
Shh, guys, stop.
Holly, I love
Okay, so.
Why did you play those?
I didn't know that's what it was going to sound like in the video.
I played it three times.
No, I think it was more than that. It was more like a do, like.
It made me happy afterwards.
I didn't repeat them.
Anyway, so.
I'm getting closer.
Here's the deal. We are playing Egyptian music in light of recent events, and so we are going to also introduce ourselves again and then talk about Egypt. So, I'm Misha. Oh, we should have a check-in question, because I was like those...
Is this like one of the group circle things?
Yeah.
Color?
No, not favorite color. That's boring. Know? Let's do one of these questions.
Oh, good idea. Play your eight?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
What? Never mind.
This
one. What is it?
What is with those girls?
Ah.
Okay, we don't need to. No. Hold on.
We're finding a good one.
Hey, we could play.
Talking.
We could play Dead Mouse because MAU is the Egyptian word for cat.
No. Okay, here's. Okay, we'll just think of a good question.
Oh! Ooh.
Do you think we should have a Justin Bieber movie, yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You have to introduce yourself and then say who it is. And why?
Misha. Actually, I do because he has a very interesting story about his rise to fame. I don't appreciate his music, but I do appreciate that he is not an Insta star.
Appreciate.
You.
I'm Maddie, and I think yes, because Justin Bieber is, like, my favorite person ever. I do have a life. I just think
you have appreciation.
I just think he's an awesome person and really talented and really cute, and I think he's awesome. Also,
okay.
Pretty Little Liars is better than Gossip Girl.
Next. Okay. I think no, because it's going to be like a 10-minute documentary about all that he's accomplished.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Which is nothing.
And I'm saying.
You are very harsh.
I think you'd walk out and be like,
I'm Amy, and I think there should be one because there aren't many documentaries on, like,
on weird people?
On like stars.
Shh,
like,
it's true.
And it's a really inspiring story.
Okay, Rachel.
Okay.
I just think he's so cute.
Okay, I have one more question because this just came up on this or that site that I just found. Okay, which would you rather eat? A, sand, or B, a witch? I vote witch just because cannibalism is fun.
Okay.
I have already eaten sand, so...
I have too!
I know, my mom always tells this story about you in a sandbox with a shovel, and then you just, like, put this huge shovel full of sand in your mouth.
That is so funny!
Yeah, you remember that time on the swing with Bella, Rachel? Oh, okay.
And she pooped! I remember.
She did poop.
No. Oh, I was like, no, I didn't. Okay, by the way, though, I think... That, what was I saying? Oh, sand, because
You did have a little list. Because dirt, because soil,
because dirt,
and soil smell and taste good. They just do.
Yeah, they do.
Taste good?
Yes, so sand's
they
gotta
smell
taste good.
I like the way dirt
smells.
That's my favorite
smell.
Unless it's like poop dirt.
Don't you get like...
I'm sorry, I like have a weird little thing about poop today.
Like,
yeah,
seriously. I like to smell poop.
And we can tie them together.
I like to smell poo.
You know I deleted that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have. Okay, so...
Oh, Madeline, you keep breaking
Now
me.
We're going to talk on a serious note for a minute, and yes. I'm going to need her to have her own mic. So, can one of you guys move?
Why?
Because I like her better than you.
She doesn't need her own mic.
We do.
Just share yours.
Fine, come here.
We're sharing one.
Fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Egypt.
We're going to talk about Egypt and the recent. It's fine. And the recent events there. And we have a expert who we're going to interview.
An expert.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought grammar bothered you.
Can I do this?
Misha's glaring at me.
No. Hey, you know what? Don't.
Leave it. Okay. So. Shh. We turned it back on. And that was Rachel's, by the way.
What? You're so mean.
Guys, listen. Shut up, everyone. Listen.
Okay, we're
listening. So, stop. Let go. Release. No. Hands down.
Sorry, do
so, Egypt has recently had some pretty crazy shit going down. They've had...
Crazy poop.
Crazy poop going down.
There's...
Okay, guys.
Don't walk around the street saying that.
Guys, there's a really important issue going on. Let's just talk for 2 seconds. Okay.
If you wanted to be serious, why did you invite any of us?
I don't know. But this is a serious topic. We're gonna
seriously.
We're going to talk for 2 seconds.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so there has recently been some crazy stuff going on. If you guys watch the news, which you should, because you're all teenagers and you should be informed about the world.
Well, yeah, and if they're not teenagers.
Because I know my viewers and they're all my friends and they love me.
Hey, that's his goal. Their mom's listening. She's not a teenager.
Yeah, but she already knows what's going on in the world.
Yeah, so but she should still pay attention to the news. You should all pay attention to the news, unless you're like two, because then you'd be scared.
the world is a very scary place.
So look, anyway, dude, stop clicking things. No.
Nice. I'm trying to stop.
Okay, so she likes to push people's buttons, including mine.
She likes to push.
Ow. Okay, so. Why are you opening this?
Wow. I didn't mean to.
Okay, so Egypt. There has been a ruler there who
president
is titled as a president, but he's basically a dictator, who's been there for 30 years.
Not elected.
Wait, but Turkey
they have an election in Egypt, but there's only one person running.
One candidate.
Yeah.
So how is it an election?
So it's a fake, it's like
you're
a fake election.
To vote, but
it's that people
vote
feel
vote
like they have. And the United States actually sponsors him, if anyone's wondering. Not good.
Suck it, CLP1 varsity.
There's a basketball game. Anyways, back to Egypt.
Back to Egypt. Go. What were you saying?
The U.S. gives Egypt $2 billion a year. They give it to this dictator president guy. And
what's his name? I feel stupid that I don't know it.
Anyways.
What am I supposed to
call him?
Dictator
Mr.
president
guy? Dicty. Short for dictator. Anyways, Mr. Dicty.
She knows.
I was going to say Dicky, but then I decided to change it to Dicty. Anyways, he...
Well, he's also... Okay, here is his name.
All the 2 billion... No. Oh.
The current president. Hosni Mubarak. And his term began in 1981. And he's serving his fifth term in office. And there's no constitutional limit upon the number of terms that any individual president can serve.
And obviously no president.
He's only the fourth president to serve in Egypt.
Which they just, like, die and then anyone comes in.
Yeah. And
anyways.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, wow. We give Egypt $2 billion a year, and he uses it all for his military. And now they are going against him with this little thing. Isn't that what you said?
This little thing.
This little protest.
But, sorry?
But his military is
actually, yeah, his
him.
Military has recently refused to back him, and so it's pretty much, like, the people and the military against a small group of police, but the police force is actually fairly strong right now. Yeah. And so there's been a lot of fighting in the streets, and there's been a lot of, journalists attacked recently. The guy Anderson Cooper from CNN was attacked.
Cooper?
I know, he's okay. He got punched by somebody though. Like,
wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, some because
isn't he gay?
Is he?
Rachel, how does this have to do with this?
Though?
We're talking about Anderson Cooper.
Life,
Rachel, I just accidentally liked my status that you said.
Shh, guys, listen. So, okay. So anyway, guys, quiet for 2 minutes
please.
Before I have to hit all of you. Okay, so, what I was saying is that this, the military has refused to back them, which is, what was I talking about? I was talking about the... Anderson Cooper. So Anderson Cooper actually recently got attacked because, of course, you don't want publicity getting out to the world if you are trying to regain control. But the president, I believe, recently announced he's going to be stepping down, but I think he hasn't, he said it's not going to be till 2012, right?
He's trying to negotiate, and he's like, oh, well, I'll just retire after this, but everyone is
saying, like, no, that's not going to happen.
But yeah, they're like, no, we want you gone now.
Yeah.
But the big dilemma is who is going to rule after him, because obviously his son isn't going to be all that, like,
accepted by the Egyptians.
So, so there's...
He elected a vice president for the first time in Egyptian history.
He elected a vice president for the first time in Egyptian history.
We appreciate him.
Go away, Rachel.
But, what's interesting about all this, about all the problems in Egypt, though, is that there's been a lot of... it's because there's been a lot of... uprisings in other areas now due to this, and
it's going on in, like,
why can't I think
of it? We talked about an anthropology.
Sudan?
Yes.
A couple other countries. Dude, chill.
I feel like they said Iran, but that...
Iran, yeah. And so, I mean, these uprisings are really important. But what's interesting, I think, is where our role is going to fall in as the United States, because Obama, you know, has been kind of...
Yeah, we got along with Egypt.
We get along with Egypt, but then...
I mean, the fact that we've been funding this guy for the 30 years he's been in charge.
Yeah, but then at the same time, we're also supposed to be this nation that supports democracy whenever it's trying to uprise, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of crazy, like, this whole balance of how do we support them, or... oh, my God.
Okay, that's a Photoshop picture. It's Photoshop.
I don't know what they're looking at from the sound of it. It is not me.
It's Justin Bieber's head on a woman's body and, like, skipping colors. Kissing some really cute guy.
Really? Who do you think is more gay?
Elton John's gayer, but Justin Bieber's just hilarious.
Yeah, he's just, like, answering a bunch of random questions.
He's
so cute.
So weird. On this or that.
Oops, what I do.
Enrique.
Yeah.
Enrique.
Rachel, probably.
Okay, anyway.
Russell Brand?
No.
Oh. Well, it was Russell Brand before. I think Russell Brand is so hot.
Anyway, so, yeah, so that's all very interesting things that are going on.
grass.
There's some great Justin Bieber things on here. We're going to talk about Justin Bieber after the break, after our next song. Okay.
Excuse me.
Answer that question.
Wait, read it out loud.
Would
you like to see a science section? Yes, blind new a science. No, I'm a member of this Kansas State Board of Education.
No, no, it's not that. No, Rachel, it said, what is better, Justin Bieber or grass?
I think grass.
I chose Justin Bieber.
I actually like grass. Yeah, grass in the summertime, really lying in the grass is very nice.
Stewie?
Yeah, but... yeah. No, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Insane.
Okay.
I love NSYNC. That's like a whole elementary school right there.
Oh my God. Okay. So anyway, you guys should all watch the news, figure out what's going on. But what's also important to think about is the idea that there's more to a country than what you read on the news and what you hear on the news. And so part of that is their music and their musical culture. And I think it's...
I'm jealous that Amy has a cookie.
I think it's really... it should really... people should be mindful of the fact that a country isn't just what you see on TV. Usually that's the poverty, usually it's the warfare, and there's so much more to it than that. And so, you guys are just, I'm trying to be serious!
I am trying. When people just, like, randomly cry about Luigi, I have to giggle, chuckle, titter a little bit.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, think about that. Think about, culture and its effect on things, and listen to some music
and how this is affecting the rest of the world and not just Egypt.
Yeah. Okay, so
read it out loud.
There's pictures, there's shirtless pictures of Enrique Iglesias and Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
She said Mario is better than Luigi.
Mario is better than
guys.
Luigi.
Guys, okay, guys, now the next song I'm going to play is by Digla, and it's called Women in Black, and then the song after that is by MTM, and it's called Betatehi Fi El Kalam, which means confusion in talking.
My hair sort of, like, a strength and a sort of shine to it. It's exactly what I need in the product, so I love it. There's more boy drama. There's a lot of boy drama, actually, which involves why
my life is running still. I remember all the emptiness I feel. You bring me joy and happiness, and now together like glass. You make me surrender her. Dressed in black, you are so beautiful and tasteful. I know you'll be there for me, pretty, so faithful. Let's agree that we will always be together. Let's agree that we will always be together. I'm drunk on the juices and the joy she produces. I'm drunk on the juices and the joy she produces. Let's agree that we will always be together. Let's agree that we will always be together.
منك بكره لمس قالك راح فين بتهتلي في كلام لمس قالي جايبين بتغيري في كلام اي حاجه كل حاجه بتتلجي في كلام اصل انت عارف حاجه بتحوري في كلام بتهتلي في كلام بتغيري في كلام بتتلجي في كلام اصل انت عارف حاجه بتحوري في كلام
Quick thing. All right, this next song is famous. Is a famous dance song for like belly dancing. So you should all get up and belly dance.
Except for us.
Do it in your room alone.
Okay, don't be a creep.
Not alone. Dance with someone.
No, dance alone because then.
Never mind.
Or just don't dance at all. Dance.
Dance.
No.
on dawn. Our lips touch, our limbs entwine. The ghosts that haunt me won't leave my mind. Save me, save me, save me, save me. Save me. I said